So I had to take my dad to physical therapy earlier this week, and that was a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. The reason why is because where my dad's old, he's not real bright anymore. I'm not going to swear that he ever was, to be honest, if we're being honest, which I am. So how I got him to go to his physical therapy appointment, because, you know, old men are just like, nah, I don't want to fucking go. I'll lay in bed. And usually you can get them to do that, but I found that you got to offer them, like, a dog treat, but for humans. So, you know, my dad's not had a lot of action because he's a fucking 100. So the best way to get him out of the house was offering him something that he was going to enjoy. So I was like, Dad, look, let me take you to physical therapy. If you do a good job and what the doctor says, we'll drop off by a big finger doctor and get you a colonoscopy on the way out. He was all in. He doesn't know that they're going to break his watertight seal with a big fucking finger. You know, he was just excited about a colonoscopy. So, you know, he was like, well, I've been shitting in a box. You know, what kind of world do we live in when you can shit in a box and mail to a doctor for them to, like, sift through it, look for gold and shit, you know? Anyways, getting back on track. So I take him to his appointment. I get him there, and we've been telling him, my mother and I have been telling him for, like, 2 to 3 weeks. We're like, look, if you just sit up straight and correct your posture a little bit, your shoulders aren't going to hurt as bad when you, like, you know, move around. Like, when you do stuff other than, like, jerk off and lay in bed, when you move around, put your hand up, reach out, grab a coffee, you're not going to be in as much pain, you know, if you just, you know, straighten your posture up a little bit. So we get to the doctor, and the doctor says basically the same thing. Now, my favorite part about this is there's a black table sitting there, and the doctor's like, why don't you go ahead and sit up on that? He was like, are you sure? I was like, Dad, he didn't ask you to bend over. He asked you to sit on the fucking table. Just get up there and sit on the table. So he gets up there and he sits on the table and he starts asking him questions about where his pain level is. You know, is it over here? Is it over there? And he's like pointing at the neck, poking and prodding and stuff like that. You know, and I think my dad was really excited because that's the most physical attention he's had in years. You know, like the bathtub, it's been seriously neglected. So he hasn't even really touched himself, you know. So, the doctor, without warning, jumps up on the back of the bed, and he's like, I'm going to do something that's going to be uncomfortable. And I was like, Jesus Christ, do I need to leave? I feel like I'm going to be a witness at this point, you know? Like, rape of a senior citizen is still a crime, no matter how ugly they are. And he's like, no, you can stay. And I'm like, so I'm not going to be a witness. No clothes are coming off? And he's like, no, I just got to test some pain thresholds. I was like, that really sounds like clothes are coming off, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to test your pain threshold. Sounds like you're going to fist his asshole or something, you know? It's just, nothing's right about this. So, he's like, no, you got no concerns. You're good. Just, you know, stand right there. And I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. So, I stand there, and out of nowhere, this dude, like, literally just takes both of his hands and pushes down on my father's head so hard that he actually picks his tiny little feet up off the fucking ground of the table. And he starts asking my dad dumb shit. Like, I can see the tears welling up in his eyes. And he's like, does that hurt? How's that feel? And my dad's like, it fucking hurts. And then he starts twisting on it like he's trying to pop the head off a fucking Barbie doll. How about that? How does that hurt? Does that hurt over here? And he's like, yeah, it fucking hurts. My dad looks at me as if to say something, you know, touching, like, son, stop him. But I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. I am not going to lie. That was the most satisfying experience I've ever seen in my life. A possibly gender-confused man pushing down on the head of the man that used to be able to kick the shit out of me at will. I wasn't stopping a fucking thing. And if you're wondering, yes, I did get him a colonoscopy on the way home for being a good boy.